Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68, on the gram. At the bottom of the hour, friend of the show, one of our favorites, a Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings, will be joining us to talk all things NFL. But we are going to start with Major League Baseball. It is, after all, the heart of the playoffs, and what's a playoffs we have had thus far. Right now, you got the Yankees fighting for their life. They're up 2-0 in the third inning over Tampa Bay. Obviously a must win for the Yankees. They're down 2-1 in this best of five series. And New York is ablaze. I can tell you that. The fans are going crazy.
They've already
essentially counted them out. You know, Rob, you're from
But that's
here.
Just typical New York. Know. You know how it is.
It's over.
All right. You gotta lose three games. My God.
Right.
And Chris, the big thing is if they win tonight, Gerrit Cole pitches game five. I mean, that's
well, and there were conflicting reports, at least here. I don't know on
what,
the national
that they might
level. Yeah, there was one person some report saying they're not going to Cole. Other reports,
tonight?
At least from one person, said that they were going to use him tonight if they have to.
Well, yeah, yeah. No.
Where are you at on that? I mean, if you get in a bind, right?
Yeah, if I need to get a couple of outs, I'm going to put my best guy out there, Chris, if I have to, because you can't save a guy for tomorrow.
No, there could be no tomorrow.
I saw that happen with the Tigers and Cardinals. in the World Series, and Kenny Rogers that year, Chris, was lights out in the playoffs. I think he was 3-0 and didn't give up an earned run. I mean, he was unbelievable. And Jim Leland, the manager for the Tigers, wanted to save him until they got back to Detroit because he pitched better at home. Guess what? They lost game five in St. Louis. There was no more. So he didn't pitch.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? You're on the brink of elimination.
Right.
You can't save anybody.
No,
if the Yankees are in trouble tonight and they need pitching help, you gotta use Garrett Cole to get to game five. You just have to.
Yep. No question. No question about it. All right. Well, there's a tomorrow for the Houston Astros. That's for darn sure. All right. They just eliminated Oakland 3-1 in the divisional round. Now they move on to the ALCS for the fourth straight year. And Rob, I mean, we were talking about the Yankees hitting the cover off the ball. Houston's been ridiculous.
And you got to remember, Chris,
in this series, in these four games, they have scored 33 runs in the four games,
which is incredible.
Eight
when you look
game.
At their regular season was awful offensively, Chris. All their big guys struggled. Mm-hmm. Altuve looked like a shell of himself.
It looked like they needed garbage cans.
Right. And they needed stolen signs because they really did not hit that well. And remember, this is a team without Garrett Cole and without Justin Verlander.
Yep.
And they wind up right back in the ALCS. That's an incredible accomplishment. Bravo to Dusty Baker. Seriously.
All right, well, here's what I want to ask you then. If the Astros, well, they're already in the ALCS, so there's only one more round to the World
right,
Series.
To get to the, right.
I'm just going to put it this way. I'm not even going to say them getting to the World Series or winning it. Just advancing consistently. They've won two rounds now.
Yep.
So the Astros advancing in the playoffs, we all know the deal. 2017, they, you know, have proven that they cheated, you know, with the trash cans and stealing signs and so on and so forth. And they essentially got off scot-free. I mean, we know there were some suspensions and fines and all that, but the players got no punishment. They got immunity for telling the truth. And I felt, Rob, and I still feel, they should have taken away the championship. That would have been a way of punishing the players, you know, in a roundabout way, because you're no longer recognized as a champion. They didn't do it, of course, so they kept the championship. All of baseball, from everybody outside of Houston, fans to even, surprisingly, Rob, players were upset. And obviously the Astros dodged a bullet with having no fans in the stands this year, so they really didn't get the harsh treatment that they would have gotten. But here's what I want to ask you. Does the Astros advancing in the playoffs help or hurt baseball?
I think most fans are going to say, and I'll say it as well, hurt, from the punishment would have been that they cheated, they were uncovered, and then they didn't perform the way that they had the previous 3 years where they were titans in baseball and won a championship in 2017, Chris, and have been to the World Series a couple of times, and people marveled at them. People wanted to copy what they did, right? You remember they stripped their team down to bare bones, and they drafted people.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Marlins just did it. They made the playoffs and got to the second round. But, yeah, so it is good from this standpoint, Chris, is that baseball has a villain team, like people to root against from that standpoint. But I think it would have been better for them not to be in the spotlight, not for them to be one of the four remaining teams left where the spotlight
just
is on them.
They look like they got off with absolutely no punishment.
Basically,
and
they were able to keep it moving. And look, boom, they're right back where they were, and they went unscathed. And if fans would have roundly booed them all year, Chris, and it wasn't a COVID-19 kind of situation, maybe I would feel a little bit different, like they got dragged through the mud. But you got to admit, they got off pretty easy this year.
They did, but I'm gonna say this, Rob. I think it's good for baseball that they keep advancing. I think one, as you said, and this isn't, to me, this isn't the main thing, but it is a factor. Like you said, it's a villain.
It's a villain, and, no doubt.
Right. And I think people will want to tune in to see them because they're the villain, but also just to see if they can do it without, you know, the cheating, as they've maintained. They've said that. And the main reason, though, I think it's good for baseball, Rob, is because I do think in a lot of people's minds, certainly in the Astros' minds, if it's not already done, it will validate that 2017 championship. And I don't think that's right because they cheated. We know it, and they just shouldn't have gotten away with it. But to a lot of people, they will say, you know what? They were just that good. They were only caught cheating for 2017 when they won it. But they were really good the next 2 years without cheating, as far as we know. Mm-hmm. And then this year, they're really good. You know, so no, you look at it and say, you know what? And I think to a lot of people, Rob, it will make them say, okay, I kind of wish they had taken that title away. But you know what? They are a really good team. They're legit. So the championship, okay, they got a little advantage, but they're still worthy, you know, in many people's. I think people will take that approach. Some people.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I understand what you're saying because it could validate them. Whereas
and it
before,
could help baseball look a little better. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right. Where before, had they totally fallen apart this year, Chris, and we saw the averages during the regular season, remember, yep. They made the playoffs with a record under 500.
Right.
They were 29-31. Yep. So they didn't have this great year. They yep. barely made the playoffs by the skin of their teeth, and now they're in the ALCS for the fourth year in a row. So now I still think it's bad. I think it would be better had they gotten their so-called punishment and just got knocked out or didn't make the playoffs, and it was
you
just
you think they should
totally
have put some type of suspension on them where they couldn't make the playoffs?
No, or? I mean, they could have tried to do something like that, but no, I think they just let it play out, let the players handle it themselves. The other problem we know with 60 games, people couldn't really come at them like they wanted to, Chris, because you couldn't afford to miss a week, right? With suspensions, you miss a week. That's a lot.
Well, what was it? I can't remember his name. Who got, what, 8 games?
Joe Kelly from the Dodgers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 8 games when you only play 60 is a lot. So I think that also curtailed, like, the punishment that the players could have doled out, you know, against them.
See, I think, though, let's say they were, you know, 20-40 and didn't make the playoffs. I think then the scandal of 2017 would live on for who knows how long. I think them going deep this year, I mean, heck, if they get to the World Series or win it, and again, you know, Rob, I was loud. Vacate the title. Vacate the title. But I think in a lot of people's minds, this will enable people to move on more comfortably and not look back at 2017 as much as, man, that was a ruined year. It was terrible. Now, I don't think the other players will get over it. I think the other players will still be upset and all that. But I think many fans, especially casual fans, it'll allow them to be like, you know what? Whatever. I mean, they were a great team, period. And I think ultimately that's good for baseball because to a lot of people it'll take away this feeling that one of your champions was a cheater, you know, and
legitimate. I mean, that's legitimate. It's hard for me to argue against that because it would justify them and legitimize them. Whereas if they totally fell off the face of the earth this year, you'd say that was all smoke and mirrors, and they're not that good, and Altuve shouldn't have been the MVP, and he beat out Judge that year. You remember? And all that.
Yep. And you're probably thinking, well, they didn't get caught in 18 and 19, but they were probably doing something then.
Exactly.
You know, so, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 is the Houston Astros being in the ALCS bad for baseball or good for baseball? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a funky or a TV theme show Thursday. My bad. Now, Rob, again, that's a different version. Yeah, that must that's be, not the, is that the original song or something?
No.
Because that's not Happy Day. That's the song, but, you know, it's a different version.
Right, that's
show.
Not the one that was on the show. And if you
Are
remember,
you sure?
That's what happens yeah. when your board op is 19 years old.
Yeah, right.
And doesn't know any of these.
Bro, I went into the iHeart feed and it says TV show Happy Days, so.
No, this
yeah,
that's
but
the
that
song,
ain't the original version,
the
right?
Version, yeah.
What do you mean kidding. Original? Did I get a cassette player
that
out?
That might be the original version, but,
no,
the,
but
the
you know
show
what it is?
Had a different version.
But a lot maybe, of times you know? When you go there, Alex, they don't yes. have the approval to be able to play the original that was on TV. So you're better off pulling it off of yeah, YouTube.
That sounds like a Rob Parker podcast, person. I know.
No, I've been there. I've been down that road already.
He's been sued before.
You
now.
Know, right. But you know what I'm saying. So that's what it is. So they recreate them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that
and
wasn't
then more
the original.
People know
that makes sense.
The recreation.
Yeah, right.
But that's
that
was
it.
An all-time great sitcom. Am I yeah. wrong?
No, that was a great
I
show.
Mean, and very few people cooler than the Fonz.
Right.
What, Arthur, what Arthur character Fonz was cooler Rutledge. Than the Fonz? I mean, seriously.
Nobody.
Like, I don't know of anybody that was cooler than the Fonz. So,
and
right,
he must
great,
have been
great.
29 years old playing like a teenager. You know
right,
like,
right. And
seriously.
He was so different in real life. You
right.
know what I mean? Which I get. He's an actor, obviously. But, I mean, he was like the polar opposite
But
of
he was
Fonzie in real life.
But
know?
he was typecast for a long time. He couldn't work
no,
after that.
No question. You're right. You're absolutely right. So I guess that's the blessing and the curse
yep.
of having, you know, one of those great all-time characters. All right, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Is this, I mean, the Astros are rolling. They're the first team in the championship round. Is this good or bad for baseball? Your turn to weigh in.
I think the Braves jumped in first, but they're you
oh,
know,
right.
in the
you're
American
right.
League.
Bad.
Yep. Jason in Salt Lake City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
So I think that it's definitely good for baseball. In just the simple fact that kind of what you guys are touching on a little bit before the break was everybody loves a villain. Everybody loves that team to hate. So regardless, if you want them to win or lose, you're going to tune in to see them win or you're going to tune in to see them lose. Not to mention, they have the star power because if you think about it, best case scenario for the MLB would be the Yankees, Astros, ALCS, rematch. Worst case scenario would be the A's and the Rays. Nobody would have tuned in to watch
no,
that.
No,
so.
That's a good point.
You know what, Jason? Hard to argue. I'm not even going to put up an argument. That
Yankees,
is a good point.
Astros would be huge.
Yeah,
because
you got a
Cole?
Lot of names, and it's a
right.
grudge match. You remember the Yankees were mad. They felt
yes.
like they got cheated.
Oh, my God.
They lost in seven games in 2017 to the Astros.
You might see a 22-21 game.
That might be something. Casey in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Casey?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
What's up,
we're
man?
Good.
We're good.
Hey, so I have to agree with you both on this, that I do think it legitimizes the team. It makes it look like that they are good enough that they should have been there last year and won it last year. But the comparison that's really been bothering me is how the media looked at the Astros when all of this came out, but yet the New England Patriots have cheated twice. And I know, if I'm not mistaken, Rob has commented on the past saying that he didn't like, you know, with the Patriots and the Spygate. What are your
yep.
thoughts about that, how the Patriots are kind of it just happened and it all went away? I think it came out in January
I told I totally agree that they got caught again in Cincinnati, Chris.
Right.
And I was saying my issue was you got to hold everybody to the same standards. And you could say whatever degree of cheating or whatever, but Bill Belichick got caught the first time, was fined the largest fine in the history
right.
For a coach. These are all facts. Tom Brady wouldn't cooperate, got suspended for four games for the Deflategate.
Yep.
And then they got busted again in Cincinnati videotaping the coach's signals
but
on the sideline.
What was the final ruling on that again?
No, they got
year?
A fine. It was
right,
they, there
right.
was a big there was a fine, and
so
and it went away.
They've well, here's what I'd say, because obviously they've cheated. You're right, they've been caught, but they've been punished each time. And they, as far as we know, at least, they weren't cheating in their Super Bowl, any of their Super Bowl years. But I'm not, saying that you know, makes it okay that they did it in the other years, but they did get punished for those years. And I think that's why, like, it's different when the Astros won and I said they should have vacated the title. If the Patriots were caught cheating in a Super Bowl year, then that, to me, that's a whole different thing. And I
just think, you know, that the Patriots
taking the title or whatever is on the table.
I just think there's kid gloves when it comes to Bill Belichick and Brady. I really do. Like,
well, you said it's the biggest fine in NFL history, though.
It is. But people don't mention it. Whenever they talk about Brady or Belichick, they never mention that stuff, Chris. They just don't. They act like it didn't happen.
And that's players. That's all the way down. It's not just media. I mean, I was watching Michael Vick and Brandon Marshall on TV today, and, I mean, they must have called Brady the GOAT 7 times.
Yeah.
So you hear that all the time from players.
I think it's wrong. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Been missing you guys.
My man.
I know. How's the new shift? You all right?
Well, I was on night shift for a while. I moved back to days, but our local affiliate stopped carrying FSR.
Oh.
And I have to listen on iHeartRadio, and then I have to kind of guess what your question is going to be because there's a 2-minute delay, and then I have to try to guess when y'all are going to take the call. So,
right.
You know,
it's tough.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good to hear from you for sure.
I think it's political. I think that FSR is too left for Western Kentucky and that they've made a change, and I don't like it. I would love for you guys to be on the air in Western Kentucky and be able to hear you guys. But for right now, I'll do the iHeart thing. And on the subject we're talking about, our previous caller mentioned the Patriots. I was going to go another angle, but I'm going to go with what he said. The Patriots did what they did early in the century, and there wasn't the social media microscope on it. Houston, however, did what they did under the social media microscope, and I think that makes a tremendous difference in the downfall on it. Now, what's best for baseball? The best thing for baseball would be Houston to win the World Series and show that advantage didn't mean that much.
Right.
As a Yankees fan, I want Houston to lose, and I'm sure a Dodgers fan would want Houston to lose. But I believe the difference in how the Patriots were treated when I'm a Steelers fan, and in their first championship, they beat the Steelers in the AFC championship. Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and it seemed like they knew every move we were going to make before we made it, and now I know why. But it wasn't under the social media microscope at the time, and now we are. And I think that's the big difference in how both situations have been treated.
All right.
That's a good
Always
point.
Good to hear from you, Marty. Definitely.
I don't disagree with social media. We talk about that all the time. If Michael Jordan played during this era, it might be different.
Oh, yeah. Totally different. Because you got debate shows every day. You didn't have that back then, you know?
And you didn't even have 24-hour sports talk radio shows stations, Chris.
Well, I think in early 2000s you did, but what you didn't have were national. You didn't have many national shows, if any, right? Most sports talk was local.
Right.
You know, so that's a big difference. All right. He's the most swole
wow.
man in sports media. That's actually probably true. The Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, here we go. We got our Super Bowl champion. You know what time it is when you hear the smooth, mellow sound of Miss Diana Ross.
Greg
the legend, Jennings. Fox NFL analyst, our man Greg Jennings. Greg, I told Rob this a few weeks ago. There's an inner DJ in me. If you can't tell, by the way, the smooth, wet tones I bring over the music, you know? Like your favorite DJs back in the day? You're not
Absolutely
buying it.
Absolutely not.
It's our man, Greg Jennings. How are you, man? How's everything?
I'm doing great, man. I'm excited. It's show week for me. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, so Saturday, right?
Saturday is going down in Duluth, Minnesota. Mayhem, here we come.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. How are your nerves or butterflies during doing this compared to when you played in the NFL? Or maybe you didn't have them in either.
Man, to be honest, it's night and day. I never really had butterflies approaching a game. I believe it was because I had spent so much time perfecting or trying to perfect my craft and building that confidence and just reacting and knowing what to expect of myself. And then you have this arena where it's kind of you're subjected to someone else's opinion. They haven't seen your full transformation. So it's like you're playing this mental game. It's a lot different.
Wow. Well, good luck, man.
Yep, best of luck to you.
Can't wait to hear how you do. All right, let's get to the – go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, the news of the day with the Titans. Chris thinks that the league should have come down harder with basically saying that they should forfeit the game instead of moving it. I don't believe the league would ever do that because they'd have to give up TV money. What's the correct punishment for a team like the Titans and where we are and what went down, Craig?
I mean, I don't know if I have the answer of the correct punishment, but I can say this. To cause a team to forfeit a game, I think that's a bit much, simply because you have to penalize the team, the organization, but the players, you got to give them an opportunity. Like, everyone's not at fault, but the organization from top down is, so you have to penalize them. I can't sit here and say I have the right answer to what the penalty should have been.
For the Bills or in any team in this situation, if you're the other team, not the one that has COVID and caused the delays and all that, how difficult is this, if at all, you know, when you were planning to play Sunday and now everything switched to Tuesday, how difficult is that for a team?
It can be challenging, but you got to understand every team is talking about from the onset facing adversity and how we deal with adversity and how we deal with sudden change. And this is sudden change for teams, for players, for coaches, all of the above. And so it's not just one-sided, it's twofold. And when one team is impacted, so is the other. So there really is no advantage. It's just really how individuals and then teams deal with them and who best execute after dealing with them.
When we talk about the Washington football team, they made a decision, Ron Rivera, and, you know, Dwayne Haskins is out as starting quarterback. Kyle Allen is in. And they dropped him down to third string, Greg. Will he ever quarterback in D.C. again? Or can he rebound from this?
I mean, that's tough. I would like to think that he can rebound. But to be dropped to third string, that's
what
I
think. Am I right? Because they don't want you to play.
Yeah,
they don't want you in.
When you demote someone beyond the next man up, then you're basically saying, look, we gave you your opportunity. Your time here is up. So they're going to look to do something different. And that's Kyle Allen, they obviously are high on him. They went after him in free agency this year, and they acquired him for a reason. And this reason is what they've seen in practice, what they've seen translate into games, and the lack of production from that position that we all know has to be elite and has to be productive for teams to win in this league.
Greg, the Browns 3-1. A lot of people thought, including me, that they'd be good last year and make the playoffs.
I didn't.
Maybe this is the year that they're at least, you know, fighting for that playoff spot. Do you think they're for real?
Oh, they're definitely for real. Anytime you have a team that can run the ball the way that they run, we know that they can defend. They have a ton of playmakers that can get the ball back to this offense that can be explosive. I like this Browns team. It's just a matter of when they're in these games, they have not been in close games, and they're still a young team. Can they finish? Can they close games out late when needed? And the fact that they have a running game, that bodes well for them.
There are two teams that have awful defenses, yet one team is 4-0, one team is 1-3, should be 0-4, but they got a gift from Atlanta.
They're 1-3.
I just said they should be 0-4.
We don't need the commentary.
They should be. Greg, what does that say? How could both teams have awful defenses, one team be undefeated, and the other team be down and out as the Cowboys are, but Seattle's thriving? Is that about the quarterbacking?
It's more than just about the quarterbacking. It's about being able to play complementary football. When your defense is struggling, your offense almost has to be flawless. You look at Seattle, their offense has almost been flawless. Not saying that they don't have any flaws, but they've almost been flawless. Their quarterbacking has almost been perfect. And so you look at the Dallas Cowboys, their quarterbacking has been good, not perfect. Their offense has been good, not flawless, to where they're not giving the ball back to the opponent and then applying even more pressure and putting their defense, who already suffers, who's already not great, in bad positions. And that's what the Seattle Seahawks have not done, and that's what the Dallas Cowboys have done to an already hurting defense.
Greg, I've got an interesting question, because now, unlike I think when you were in the league, and certainly before that, these quarterbacks are coming in and pretty much playing or expected to play right away. Or maybe, you know, you sit out a year, it seems like, at the most. And then you're either written off, or, you know, we talked about Dwayne Haskins. He's only played like a year, you know, a little more than that. And he's already being written off by some people. Justin Herbert looks good with the Chargers so far. But I think back to Danny Dimes early on. And, I mean, we were calling him Danny Dimes because he looked good.
He's Danny Pennies now.
Sam Darnold, you know, showed some stuff early on where you're thinking, okay, this guy's a future franchise quarterback. Is it, like, are we judging these guys, good or bad, too soon? Like, a quarterback may come out and look good for half a season or a season even, but are we judging him too soon to say, oh, this guy's legit? I know there's different, you know, every guy's different, but do you think, you know, you get the gist of where I'm going. Are we judging some of these guys too soon, good or bad?
I think we are definitely – we have the tendency to judge them too soon. That's easy. That's an easy answer. We do. However, when you look at when they come to these organizations, depending on where they go, the coaching staff has applied even more pressure, not because they want their young quarterback to perform, but they need them to do well so that they look well and they can keep their job. And so when you look at a lot of these situations, even Ron Rivera with the Washington football team, he didn't draft Dwayne Haskins. Right. However, his job is on the line if he continues to allow Dwayne Haskins to go out there and perform or not perform up to standards. So he's going to put a player in that he did draft, that he is familiar with, that he can say, okay, if I go up in flames, this is who I'm willing to go up in flames with. Somebody that I know, that somebody that I scouted, I drafted, I brought in when he was in Carolina. And so that's the pressure that these young quarterbacks are being put under, and they're not getting the nurturing and the time to develop the way they need to. And some do need more time than others.
All right. That's our man, the Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg Jennings. Hey, bring back the chip this weekend.
That's right. Congrats, man.
Hey, man,
make it happen.
I'm going to need y'all to watch, man. Tune in.
So
I'm going to send y'all the link.
Okay.
I'm going to send y'all the link. If you need to know the link, you can go to my IG, my Twitter. That's the official GJ, or at Greg Jennings. I'm going to send it to you two personally in a text.
Yes.
I don't want no excuses. I want to hear what you think.
So Saturday? What time?
It's Saturday. I probably will be on stage around 1:30 Central Time.
So if we miss it at that live, can we watch it like later.
Absolutely. You can stream it. You can stream it. Yeah, I got you all covered.
All right. We're going to check it out.
Send the link, Greg, for real. Send the link.
You might just motivate a brother to get in the weight room.
Nah, come on, Chris, please. Only problem is, Chris, you'd have to put down your donuts to pick up the weights.
Hey, I'm living the good life. All right. That's our man, Greg Jennings. Thanks, man. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Inside the Parker is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, iCouple.
Rob Parker.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network,
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme show Thursday. Of course, that's Knight Rider. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, this week on Inside the Parker, Rob spoke with Barry Larkin about the difference between baseball today and when Barry was a star. Here it is, Inside the Parker.
It's a different game now. Players are different now. They go about their business differently. They celebrate differently. They take selfies as they're hitting home runs in their home run trot now. You know, there's the bat flip and all that kind of stuff. It just is a sign of the time. So, you know, it's just I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching the players enjoy themselves. I guess that's the thing for me. And, you know, as long as the players are enjoying themselves and everyone's cool with expressing themselves and, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, we saw some hard ball yesterday. I don't know if Acuna got hit. I don't know if they hit Acuna on purpose. But if they did, they hit him in the right spot. You know, so there's some positives to some of the stuff that's happening out there. And, you know, that's just part of the game. It just used to be part of the game. And if you try to get a guy out inside and you happen to miss down, okay. If you happen to miss up around his head, that's a problem. So, you know, Rob, it's funny because there's a delicate balance and there's a mixture between the old and the new school. And, you know, the game is certainly going through some transition. But as long as the players are cool with it and they can self-police themselves, hey, have at it.
I agree with Barry Larkin, Chris, basically. And we're starting to see some of the older players come around on this. Because you remember
the guys really against it early on? I mean, yeah, I know Ken Griffey and all. I'm not talking about back then.
But I'm talking about, you know, like some of the old school guys were a little taken by some of the quote-unquote antics. But the Tatis, the unwritten rule, remember that, Chris, where he hit the grand slam on a 3-0 pitch?
Yeah.
He got criticized. Even the Rangers, who once scored 30 runs in the game, criticized him that he was pouring it on. You know what I mean?
Right.
But my point was Reggie Jackson and who was it? Mike Schmidt and some, you know, Hall of Famers came out in support of Tatis Jr. Like, no. Swing the bat or whatever. So I'm just saying, I think in Barry's case, it was a different game back in the 90s, you know?
You've been a guy on the unwritten rules. I mean, you've for the most part agreed.
No, there's certain things. If a guy has a no-hitter in the ninth inning and it's 5-0, Chris, I don't think you should bunt with two outs to try to get on. I don't. And that you would say, why not? If it's 1-0 or 2-0, a bloop and a blast, you know, to get on and try to win the game, that's different. I'm talking about to bunt on a guy. Where are you on that? 5-0.
Well,
guys pitching a no-hitter, there's two outs.
I hear you. Like, I get where you're going.
Get a hit, earn your way on.
I get that, but who's to say? I mean, let's keep it real. Who's to say we can't come back? I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I imagine it's happened before. And if the only way I can get on is a bunt, I mean, it's a legal play. I get where you're coming. I get the sentiment. You know
you
what
would,
I'm saying?
You would rather, if the guy gets a base hit, right? Like he bats.
But a bunt is a base hit.
Yeah, but
I think if, because again, what if I get on the next guy, you know, the next guy homers or the next guy singles, and now we're at first and third, and then the next guy homers. It's a game. I mean, I totally get your sentiment.
I'm not saying in every single scenario.
I think the sentiment being against bunting is really the same sentiment of being against Tatis swinging at that 3-0 pitch.
No. I
think it's the same. The game was over, essentially.
A guy pitching a no-hitter, you need to face him and get a clean knock. I got no issues if you get in there and you get a clean knock.
But it's not my job to help you get a no-hitter.
No, I'm not saying to help him, but just take
two swings. Well, if I can get on with a bunt, because I'm not guaranteed to get on with a bunt. It's a good conversation.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.